Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast with SN Koman, Head of Emerging Markets Research, EMEA. It's Friday, May 7th, 2021, and this week we're looking at emerging markets exports upon reopenings. The following podcast is intended for professional investors and eligible counterparties only, and not for retail clients. Any content should not be regarded as an offer to conduct investment business or an investment recommendation, but for information purposes only. Hi, Essan. So we've had some insightful discussions together this week on the prospects for emerging markets exports as we are on the cusp of reopenings in major economies. Can you offer listeners a summary of your thesis?
Thanks, Ona. So yes, emerging markets have recovered from the initial shock of COVID-19 twice as much as they did during the last large shock stemming from the global financial crisis back in 2008 and 2009. And overall, EM exports of goods began to exceed pre-pandemic levels in midsummer last year, in fact, after the pandemic shock in the first four or so months of 2020, boosted by really a V-shaped global recovery post the first set of lockdowns. And thereafter, overall export volumes have reached 10% above pre-pandemic levels as of data to December. So this is twice as fast as they did during the great financial crisis, both in volumes as well as in US dollar terms. And in comparison, export volumes from developed markets have not fully recovered by the December data, with the levels limited and still roughly around 3-4% below pre-pandemic levels. Now, the post-shock export trend are also differentiated in US dollar terms, even more so for EM exports than during the great financial crisis. And EM exports reached nearly $700 billion per month in December 2020, and that's roughly around 8-9% higher than they were a year before that, whereas developed markets exports in December were roughly around $500 billion, which was slightly below the year before. Now, in terms of the pace of the recovery in EM exports, now they have recovered far more rapidly this time than they did during the great financial crisis. And that's particularly, especially after the euro crisis in 2010. And it's also interesting that reflecting the strong rebound in exports, the EM trade surplus has risen roughly around $800 billion in 2020. That's roughly around 2.9% of EM GDP from roughly around $550 billion in 2019. So that's roughly around 1.9% of GDP. And it's been EM Asia, which has represented the bulk of the lion's share, roughly around 75% of the surplus, up from 60% in 2019. Now, the sharp rebound in EM exports has been driven primarily by these Asian economies, and in particular, China, including Hong Kong, which began to post positive year-on-year growth in exports and goods and services from really mid-2020, which accelerated to nearly 25% in December in US dollar terms. Also, we have in Asia, South Korea and Taiwan, they've also contributed quite significantly to the V-shaped rebound compared with marginal contributions from emerging markets in EMEA. And it's been quite neutral in Latin America and negative contributions from Southeast Asian countries. So all in all, when we compare the performance of emerging markets exports during COVID-19 and the great financial crisis of 2008-2009, EM exports have in fact rebounded twice as fast during the pandemic, with overall volumes reaching 10% above pre-pandemic levels merely a year after the initial shock.
And building on this, Essan, what about the sector performance of emerging markets exports during the pandemic?
So, Ona, this is quite important, as the composition of emerging markets and their diverse export structures effectively has meant that economies that have been affected in very different ways by the pandemic shock, just to put this differently, a country's sectoral export performance might reflect the extent of cyclicality of its export structure and be affected differently, essentially, by these demand shocks caused by the pandemic. Now, for example, aggregate exports from Russia, say, could fall more sharply than they have for other economies because of the high cyclical nature of its main exports, which are energy related. So aggregate sectoral performance in EM shows that it's been mainly sectoral shocks from the pandemic rather than aggregate demand shocks per se that have differentiated performance across these economies. And for example, when we look at international tourism revenues, which have fallen by no less than 65 to 70% in 2020 from a year before, while manufacturing exports, which are highly cyclical, were up, in fact, roughly around 5% from virus-affected goods and around 3-4% for tech products. And so the average divergence in 2020 was in fact the largest since 2009. And just as it was the largest divergence on record in export performance across economies, and this reflects the highly differentiated sectoral impact of the pandemic, which is quite significant when we look at the services sector for emerging markets.
So, Ehsan, looking ahead, can investors expect emerging markets exports to continue rising further?
So, Ona, not quite, in fact, from our examination, which points to global demand for EM exports, in fact, showing signs of a bit of moderation after the initial sharp rebound that we witnessed in recent months, but still nevertheless robust in size and reach. Now, the demand for virus-related goods appears to have already peaked, along with vaccine rollouts, as well as the sharp improvement in new cases and hospitalizations across many developed markets, raising the prospect of a rotation in recovery drivers from goods to mainly non-tradable services, conceivably reducing demand for goods at the margin. Now, having said that, EM export levels are likely to remain robust upon reopenings for several motivations. First, the need to restock inventory is likely to lead to high investment demand and new capital accumulation. Second, while demand for virus-related goods will likely weaken along with progress in vaccinations, the downside risks related to overall EM exports appear to be muted. And finally, the prospects of pent-up demand being propelled into private consumption of goods owing to reopenings will certainly help EM exports growth. So all in all, our expectation is for robust, albeit some moderation in EM exports in the months ahead. And in fact, the performance is likely to be still the best since the great financial crisis. And just a final point that EM export performance will diverge quite sharply across economies in reflection of their export structures, with EM Asia really likely to outperform given their very strong manufacturing base, whilst Latin America and Southeast Asia underperforms according to our estimates.
Thanks very much for your insight, Ehsan. Have a good week, and we will speak to you next week.
Thanks, Ona. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for further information. Come back next week for more insights from our Global Markets research team.